Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio on the Cowboy Wisdom Radio Network and the SOP Radio Network. And tonight I have author, publisher, editor, ghostwriter, and a very talented wordsmith and a very pretty lady. Amy Lichner is my guest, and I want to welcome Amy to the show. Welcome, Amy.
Well, thank you very much. My goodness, that's a Christmas gift right there. I feel, you know, 200 feet tall. Thank you.
You should. Now, Amy, you were and she's also the author of Talent and Lowry 13. You can go to Amazon.com and get it. It's also a very good read. And, Amy, everybody, you see everybody's writing books and wanting to do this. As an editor, publisher, and you've run the whole gamut, you've worked for the big publishing houses, where do people really lack the wisdom to get their book done right? And have
When you're an author at heart, you have to know that you're an author at heart. You're not an editor. You're not the person who cleans and polishes and shines. I think a lot of people get stuck on the fact that they either correct as they go, which is impossible because you lose your thoughts and you lose your idea. And there are a lot of authors out there who, yes, having the feeling of becoming J.K. Rowling would be the most amazing feeling in the world, but J.K. Rowling didn't become J.K. Rowling overnight. And I think what authors have to grasp is they might have written the best book in the world, but branding comes along and editing comes along and getting a publicist comes along. So even though you have written the best book in the world, somebody else has to read it. Somebody else who, you know, and they shouldn't know you. You should never give it to your mom or your wife or your husband. It should be somebody who has never met you in their lifetime so that they can look at this from a perspective where they can fix all the ifs, ands, and buts and put the correct commas in there and really clean up and make your book shine, because that's what publishers are looking for and that's what agents are looking for. So the query letter has to be perfect. The book itself has to be completely clean. And I think authors finish their book, they start sending it out to people, and they automatically get depressed and upset because they get no's back. And they shouldn't get upset about that, and they should not stop their writing. They just need a little cleaning and polishing, and they have to know that branding is a big key. You have to make your name go everywhere out there over the internet and the radio and anything you can get your hands into, try to, you know, book signings, emails to everybody you know. You really have to brand yourself and become your own product.
And, you know, after people publish their books, how are they really secretly, deep down, afraid to take it to the public?
Well, again, it comes to the point where they automatically believe that the second everything is published, again, they're J.K. Rowling. And it doesn't work that way. I don't want people to get depressed or upset or throw their next manuscript in the drawer if they put their book on Amazon and it doesn't become number one overnight. You really have to publicize yourself and you really have to get your name out there. But you should never, ever, no matter what you do, you should never give up. If you love to write, you know you can write, keep on going, because there is that, you know, golden light out there. And if you were meant to do this and you are good at doing this, then you are going to be discovered. So do not give up.
Giving up is only failure. That's not failure. That's just flat quitting. And, you know, today people are so cynical and they don't want to see people succeed. And people will not only cut you down, but they want you to give everything for free. But with all your talents and in the publishing arena, what is one secret to your writing that would help somebody really write a better book?
don't stop. When you start at 6 o'clock at night, because all of a sudden you got this fantastic idea that you have to put on paper, keep on going. Now, I'm not saying don't cook dinner. I'm not saying don't pay attention to your kids or anything like that. What I'm saying is have a piece of paper and a pen next to you at all times. I remember when I first started to do this back when I was 15 years old, I carried a pad with me and a pen wherever I went so that when something slammed me right in the head, I didn't have to be in front of a computer for it. I could simply write it down and make sure that I remembered it and knew exactly the next time I got on that computer where my story was going to go. So even though you have a busy day, you're working 9 to 5 or you're working all night or maybe you have 3 kids at home, you have a life and there are things and responsibilities that you have to do. But you always can keep with you that piece of paper and that pen no matter what you're doing. And you will always know that your book is in your head and it's being written inside your head. When you get to that computer, you will get there. But always keep that piece of paper and pen beside you. And that way your brain never stops writing. You're doing it all the time and you're doing your job all the time, even when you have to do your real job. So, you know, never ever stop because your brain is telling you everything that it wants to say. So always carry that paper and pen with you.
And also I found a recorder there's a microphone. The recorder's about $80 and the microphone's like $20. But they go and you can download them onto your computer. I'm going to get one of them because it's a clip-on you can stick inside your shirt. And most wisdom is a one-time deal. Once it's gone forever.
Yes, and the older you get like me, the minute you have an idea, sometimes you can lose it immediately because you have to move on to something quickly or you have to help your teenage daughter with something. So I have to tell you, whether you're very into technology and you want that recorder or you're an old flub like me who wants the pen and the paper, just make sure that you're always having something in front of you because if that thought goes away, you're going to be very upset if you can't get it back.
You know, this is kind of hard, shouldn't probably say this, but I get a lot of inspiration when I'm driving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Half of my life was spent driving across the country because when I turned 21, I wanted to see everything I possibly could see and meet everyone I could possibly meet because to me that really helps with your writing because you get to see life from everybody's perspective. And when I was driving cross country and you're in Iowa going through a cornfield or something like that, you can get the most amazing ideas.
Yeah, Iowa means individuals out walking around.
Oh, is that what that means? I didn't see any of them on that road. I felt like I was the only one.
But anyway, Amy, you can get a hold of Amy at Writer's Companion. She's on Twitter, but you can get a hold of her at preciousgemspublishing.com, b-wisdom.com, Facebook. And Amy, the world is asking. This economic turndown is really an innovative upturn. So how do you feel that books and the artistry and the inner ingenuity within people is going to be the way we take this world forward?
Well, I have to say ebooks was a wonderful thing to give to writers because, of course, the big six in this economy, they're looking at the bottom line. So they're not taking as many new writers as they used to, hardly any actually, unless you're a young adult author, because that's the big thing. Ebooks has changed the way that people read books, frankly. I mean, the Kindle and the Nook. People want to download a book now instead of holding the copy in their hands, even though I'm the daughter of a librarian, so I still actually like the copy in my hands. But Amazon, of course, has gone crazy with ebooks. The New York Times has their own ebook list now. So technology has become so innovative, and there is so many independent publishers out there right now who are doing such a good job that some of the greatest authors and the biggest names that are coming out have begun as an ebook with an independent publisher, not some big, you know, random house. So technology is really advancing everybody. So people who didn't have a name before or didn't have a chance of getting published now can. And they, if they work hard, they can really, really, really get their name out there. And I just want to put in right now that I was asked to open a blog about this type of subject, and it's going to be all industry news, the industry outlook for 2012. There are going to be interviews with publicists, publishers, agents, and it's at hellowriters.wordpress.com. And people just wanted to know more about the industry and more about what they could do with ebooks, et cetera. So that just went live a couple of days ago. So anybody who needs information, and I'm also doing what I've always done, I love authors. I want to help them. I don't like charging authors for reviews. I think that's absolutely, you know, wrong. So I am trying to help as many authors as I possibly can get their books out there. The company that you mentioned earlier is The Write Companion. That, of course, is editing, so that is actually a company that charges. But the reviews and this website, everything on this is free because I'm really trying to help authors get their name out there.
Now, Amy, you not only can review their book, edit their book, but you can publish their book all at the same time, can't you?
With Precious Gems Publishing, yes. I went on board with that about 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And that's a new company. I do have to say the very first book we ever did by Michelle Horst, and it's called Valbara, and it's a young adult book. It's an e-book. She's doing very well. It's a great book, by the way. She's gotten stellar reviews on it. And then my book, Talent and Lowry, is a series of 7 books. The first one is called 13. The reviews have just been astronomical for me, and I'm so thankful for that. And now Hollywood is looking at it. So things are certainly progressing, to say the least. So Precious Gems Publishing thus far, even though it's brand new, is certainly having a good run.
And we also may have some more books. And see, here's the thing. We, as Precious Gems, you don't charge an arm and a leg, and you actually give people a good presentation, but yet they get advertising and many other things that a lot of other places don't give them. Isn't that,
well,
true?
That's the key. Branding is the key. And there's no extras for advertising. I mean, Twitters, Facebooks, articles, interviews, all of those come with this. And there are a great many self-publishers out there. And unfortunately, I've edited more than a few books with The Write Companion where they almost paid something like $12,000 to get their book published. And I almost fell off my chair. Don't do that. You don't have to do that. There are companies like Precious Gems Publishing that have great illustrators. You get a great cover. The book is correct. You start off as an ebook, which will go to print, and the advertising and the branding is phenomenal. And you're talking less than $1,000. So don't ever, you know, sign contracts for $12,000 to publish a book. That's just unbelievable to me.
And here's the thing. It's not only that, but they also get to be, they also can be interviewed on this radio show, and they can also, they get put in the St. Augustine News. They get put into 600, just, I think it's right close to 600,000 people on Twitter. Actually, when they edit and put a book here, they actually get put in front close to 17 million people.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
And here's the thing. It isn't a, it's really got a lot of heart to this thing. But if you're listening to Amy, you can hear the heart in hers. But also, Amy, not only that, you do the writing, but you write articles for the books, and you do a lot of stuff, other things that other publishing companies don't do.
Well, that's true, and I learned that simply because that's me. I don't think authors should be overlooked. Now, no, I am not saying everyone in the world who picks up a pen should be an author, okay? There's people who can't write, and they weren't made for it. They were made for something else. But if you have that within you and you have something to say that you know other people would like to hear and you can get help with that, you know, do it. I just think that you have to have heart and soul to be a writer. Once it's ingrained in you, I mean, you can't stop. And, I mean, it's almost like living on the street because it's an obsession with you. You know, it's your food. If I couldn't write, I'm not quite sure what I would do. Probably just lay down and go to sleep because I have to be able to write. And when you have that inside of you, you can automatically, believe me, know that you were born to do something like this. I mean, I met a gentleman through the Write Companion, and his name was Frank Tibbetts, and his book, King of Hearts, just went on Amazon, and that man has a huge heart and soul. I don't even think he knew that he could do this a long time ago. He's a musician, and all of a sudden this concept hit him, and he has done a fabulous concept. So it can come out of the blue, and when you get it and you get that obsession and that taste, it's in your soul. Like you said, it's in your heart. You can hear it. And you know that you can bring entertainment to other people. And that is a very big deal when it comes to writing.
It is. And, you know, the thing about writing is the one that expands most is the author.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. I mean, you mature. You also always get to have an imagination. And, you know, I mean, I'm very mature and I've raised a daughter and I do everything I'm supposed to do and, you know, do my job and I'm highly responsible. But I get to have the imagination of a 7-year-old if I want to. I mean, I didn't even think I could write young adult books because I always write action adventure, more of an Indiana Jones Da Vinci Code. And someone asked me to write a YA short story and I gave it a shot. And was just told yesterday that it won the award on Goodreads for the November Young Adult Writing Contest. So, again, this isn't even something that I thought I would ever do, go into that genre. But now, I might just make a book out of this short story. So, again, it just comes at you, and you don't know. It kind of hits you right square between the eyes.
to me, when I do a lot of writing, it stops coming from my head and starts coming from my chest and my heart. Do you feel that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Your soul is into it, believe me. I wrote a trilogy a while ago about angels. It was not a big thing in the market until young adult became huge. And now I've been lucky enough to have been signed up with a place called Tribute Books, which is a beautiful place who, you know, wants to delve into YA, and they're going to put my very first book out called Until Next Time in February, and it's a young adult book. So Tribute Books is a lovely place to be, and they're a great team. They're doing a stunning job for me. And so, like I said, it comes out of nowhere. You think you're only going to do a specific genre, and then all of a sudden an idea gets into your head, and you can't let go of it. You're like a dog with a bone. And you can't really release until you get on that computer and just start typing or get that piece of paper and pen and just start writing because you know in your heart this is something you have to say.
And that's true. And when it comes from the heart, it really does. But, you know, something that when I do my writing and stuff like that, it takes sometimes a little bit of time before the real stuff starts flowing.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. In my closet, I can't even tell you how many manuscripts I have. I sound like Stephen King now, and I wish I was. But in my closet, I've started at least 9 manuscripts that are sitting in there. Someday, maybe I'll go back to them when I kind of understand what they're supposed to be. And, I mean, I'm working with this gentleman now to do a biography about him. simply because he was a man who used to have idols and icons sitting at his dinner table in New Mexico. His father knew Billy the Kid. I mean, you know, nobody knows this gentleman, but he is an amazing man to sit and talk to, because you are talking about history that you can't even imagine ever being a part of. But all of a sudden, I talked to this man a couple of times, and I thought, this is it. This is something that everybody has got to know. And that comes from your soul. It's right there. And it might not come automatically. Like I said, you might end up with a closet full of manuscripts that you eventually get to, but something else was more important at the time. And it's okay. You don't have to get upset if you can't finish a book right now. It means right now is not the time for that book.
And that's very true. But we also have a nonfiction publishing company that you're involved with. And you also can do nonfiction books, can't you, with Bee Wisdom?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Bee Wisdom Publishing. Precious Gems is the fiction, and Bee Wisdom Publishing is nonfiction. And we believe in nonfiction authors, believe me. It's not just fiction that's out there. Nonfiction is an extremely interesting subject. There are extremely fascinating books coming out every year in the nonfiction realm, from true crime to history, from doctors to adventurers. I mean, this gentleman I'm talking to, of course, would be a nonfiction. So nonfiction writers are not being left behind by any stretch of the imagination. We want stories, period. I want them at the right companion. We want them at the publishing houses. I mean, it is time to be creative. We're living in a world right now that is upsetting a great many people, and it becomes hard and depressing with the economy and everything else we hear on the news every night. And books are a way to release. Books are a way to become someone else for a while or go somewhere else for a while and just enjoy yourself. So if the written word ever went out of style, I would think that we would just close the country and call it a day, because you have to have that spirit and that imagination and that soul, and that's what books do for people.
You just said something in there. How has the written word become too docile and not imaginative enough? And that's kind of where we're at today.
Well, I don't want to say it that way. I mean, I'm a book reviewer for, oh my goodness, so many magazines, it's not even possible to tell you all of them. And I get crates and cases of books every month. And there are some stunning books that have come out. We have gotten away from a lot of genres, because when young adult became big, and the vampires, of course, became big, that seemed to be one right after the other of the same story. And it was just all vampires. Now, are some very, very good? Absolutely. And then some are just kind of trying to be, I guess Stephanie Meyer is the way to call this one, but they're trying to be something that's already been written. And I know that if you have the heart and soul to create a story, then you have the heart and soul to create your own story. You know, be imaginative, be creative. We have a lot of horrible subjects out there right now. I have been getting books that deal very much with drug abuse, suicide, death, the economy, wars, and about other worlds that are going to happen because we've destroyed this one. And, you know, after a while, I do have to say, you can't constantly bring people down. You know, romance is wonderful and adventure is wonderful. Everybody, you know, Indiana Jones movies sell out, and there's a reason why. People want to escape. Even with nonfiction, people want to escape. They want to learn and they want to meet new people or see somebody's past. But they don't want to constantly have to be reminded of every single thing that's wrong with this world, because we're the people who can fix it. And if you inspire people to fix it, I would think that would be a much more positive way to go with the whole thing.
Well, you just said there is the most profound thing. It isn't the pessimism of the world that keeps us up. It's our it's our ingrained patterns of the pessimism, because all the pessimism in the world is asking for is new wisdom to expand out of it.
Exactly, and writers do have that wisdom within them. And whether you want to write a children's book, I just read a fabulous one called Is Your Hair Made of Donuts? And it's a kid's book by Joy Feldman. And it was hysterical and fun, but it also taught about good eating practices and health. So you can actually bring a very valid subject to the nation, but wrap it in such a lovely, funny story that people get a kick out of it. You know, and there is a way to present material where you are getting your point across and you are intriguing and really getting people involved, but you're also saying something that's a lot of fun that keeps people reading the next book. So the constant drama does get a little bit much, because if you want drama, believe me, you can turn on your news at any point in time and get all you'd like out of it. But when you want to have fun, you want your brain to be engaged, you want to be thrilled or chilled or romanced or whatever genre you like the most, we're the ones that can bring that wisdom. We're the ones that can bring that imagination and creativity. And that's why I really want to support authors. I mean, there are serious authors out there who are fantastic. And I don't want them to give up, because if you have that story inside of you, present it. You know, I mean, there was about a year ago when no one would take angel books because they didn't want to get involved in religion, because they were afraid that there would be, you know, protests and everything else. And, you know, everybody would take it dramatically. Well, now next year in 2012, there's an outlook for the winged ones to come, you know, flying down here. So, you know, I mean, that the Angel Chronicles is coming out in February. And that is going to be a fantastically beautiful series. And it doesn't matter what religion you are. You know what I mean? You just enjoy a huge adventure, thrilling characters, and you have a lot of fun. But you don't have to take all the drama with it. You know, have a good time with it. Don't sit there and say, oh, gosh, I can't read this because I'm this or I'm that or I'm this. We're all one. You know, we all want to have a good time when we read a book and enjoy ourselves. So we can't just close ourselves off or start protesting against everything. You know, have fun, have a good time, and read. I mean, reading is an amazing thing, and books are an amazing thing, and I just hope the people who have that heart and soul don't stop writing.
And also, if I can talk Amy into it, she may be having a radio show.
Well, with the presentation you gave tonight about how, you know, at the very beginning, with just how wonderful I am, absolutely.
But anyway, it's preciousgemspublishing.com. The Writer Companion website is just writercompanion.com, right?
The Right Companion.com. Yes, sir.
And b-wisdom.com. And you can find her on Facebook and Twitter at Amy's @writercompanion, right?
Yes. On Facebook, it's just my name, guys. And on Twitter, it's Hello Writers Amy. And the new website is hellowriters.wordpress.com, which is going to be all industry news. And if Rob here talks me into doing a radio show, then it will be all industry news. And we'll talk to authors, and any questions you have, I will try to answer them to the very best of my ability.
And anyway, but Amy, we're down to a minute here. With everything going on and everybody thinks they're too busy to write, how is that a fallacy in their mind?
Well, because you're never too busy to write, believe me. I know that, like I said, I used to have a job where I actually had to work in the stock market, so I know you're busy. Just take that piece of paper, I'm telling you, and that pen, as long as it's by your side, you're never too busy to jot something down.
And anyway, Amy, you can get a hold of Amy at preciousgemspublishing.com. TheWriteCompanion.com and B-Wisdom.com to get your books edited, ghostwriting, and published. And everything. Amy, give people one piece of wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
Merry Christmas and right.
All right, and I want to thank you. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching on the Wisdom Cowboy Wisdom Radio Network. And anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy is my guest. And we will talk to you later, and everybody have a good night.